Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode. Very precious episode of Hidden Gospel. Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, NMEI of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful, very, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. I have to say, my brothers and sisters, that over the last few days, we haven't been on air. Most has been downloading some very, very powerful perceptions that I know are so very, very important that we all should understand them. I'm not saying that anything I've said before is not important. I'm not saying that anything at all that I've said is not important. In fact, I would even go as far as to say that so much that I've said before in the course of the time here at Blog Talk Radio, I would even go as far as to say that all those things that have been said before are very critical toward understanding what I'm saying to, I'm going to say tonight. But my brothers and sisters, I know there's a lot of folks who have, and thank the Most High for those who is given ear to hear. But I also fear, my brothers and sisters, I do. Truly, I do. Knowing the importance of the message that needs to be spoken, I truly fear for those who resisted opportunity under knowledge. I fear for those who have been so predisposed after the wickedness of a system that has flattered men to believe that they were safe when they were far from it. But I know still, my brothers and sisters, that if the message is not spoken, then so many who might otherwise have a chance will have no chance at all. Our brothers and sisters, the Most High has foreordained a word that our people should from the very beginning have always retained. But in so many times, in so many ways, fallen from the truth, men have sought to create for themselves false standards, false gods, set up false kings. Far from the foundation the Most High intended, blind to the expectation, and have wanted to believe while falling away, even quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I might as well go ahead and say it, being punished for having turned away. Many have wanted to believe they still, after the imaginations of their hearts, still had what they wanted to call and believe was hope. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has foreordained how his people shall have again a chance under being restored. The scripture calls it the restitution of all things. Acts 3:18 talks about it. Talks about the restitution of all things according to all the Most High has spoken since the world began. All the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, declaring in advance that the Messiah will declare that full restitution. And we need to talk about what that is. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who have allegiance unto the voice of him the Most High has chosen. Yes, and he's chosen a man to do it. But we will not hearken to that one who will aid mankind toward the restitution of all things, my brothers and sisters. The scripture not only tells us if we are wise, we'll be cut off from among the people and the hope of Israel. But my brothers and sisters will be likened to the demons who wrought. I pray some of you will understand it. We'll fall from the highest vibration unto this matter state. And defiant, my brothers and sisters, against all the Most High would do to restore the highest vibration throughout the universe, throughout all his creation. I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that whoever would stand against that complete restitution of all things, I've said it before. There's no need for this. There was absolutely, in fact, no initial need for this fallen state we call matter. But the Most High chose, after the fall away from that high vibration, after the right after the result of someone who chose to be rebellious. Most High began to create beauty where there was no beauty. Genesis 1:1, beginning, Most High made heaven and earth. The earth was without form and void. My brothers and sisters, that does not sound like a creation of the Most High, so it began to regenerate. This mass after a fallen vibration. And he ultimately made man an anointed being to vibrate after his highest conscience, after his high conscience. My brothers and sisters, the high conscience he created man to emanate, to communicate after, to praise after. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why the scriptures tell us that all creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of Yah. How many of us understand what that's about? I dare say, however, though, my brothers and sisters, though men have set up kings, as Hosea 8:4 said, men have set up kings, not after the fullness or unto the fullness the Most High would restore. Kings flattering men after their vanities. Though men have set up false rule, my brothers and sisters, to comfort themselves in a fallen state and wanted to believe that it was hope. Our brothers and sisters, men have only done this that they might be cut off after their own imagining, because quite frankly, the Most High will have his way. Ancient man always understood there's a cosmic trash day coming. That's the best way I can put it to you. Most High intends to restore all things after all that which he intended from the very beginning. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that anyone, I repeat, anyone who would resist or seek to call anything wise falling short of that ultimate restitution, or call any allegiance wise falling short of that restitution. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, be kind of likened unto the demons. Even the adversary himself, who sought to exalt a seeming conscience less, that they might seek to create a dominion, selfishly ambitious dominion for themselves. I can say, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is the maker. He made all things. Earth belongs to the Most High. He made the heaven, the Most High made the heavens and the earth. That's what I meant. Heaven help us. The Most High made the heavens and the earth, the world and all they that dwell in it. It all belongs to him. My brothers and sisters, why and how should man even begin to think that he is delivered and worthy of preservation if in any way he would defy us, any man, or even himself, seek to defy or deny the hope of all things being restored? After the conscience of less than the maker who made all things. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, ancient man always understood that the day comes when the Most High will restore all things according to all that from the beginning he intended. And whatever was standing in the way will be no more. When the scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, you should understand how precious that conscience is. Yah so loved the world, gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. That means believes according to the conscience the Most High restores in the world through him. They are the ones who might not perish. Oh, my brothers and sisters, but scriptures talks about the condemnation of those who do not believe. Scriptures tells us in Isaiah 57, 56, going into 57, that men have gotten to the point they haven't considered this. Malachi says the same. That men have not discerned that the Most High would judge mankind according to his righteous judgments. Isaiah 57 talks about how most have not realized after the righteous men have perished. And all many of you have understood what I'm talking about there. Men beleaguered the fallen standards of their kings have fallen far from divine righteousness. The scriptures in Isaiah 57 speak about how after the righteous men are those who know to seek righteousness have perished. None discerns is only the righteous man, the pious man, man who seeks all righteousness, that will survive, be taken away from the wrath that is to come. My brothers and sisters, I have a lot to talk about tonight. I just pray Most High that he will grant his spirit to those who are here, both those who are here live tonight, and those who are here in the future, Yah willing, from downloading the archives. My brothers and sisters, the message that needs to be heard. briefly, I want to talk about the times in which we presently live before I go on to a message I really want to talk about. The scripture in Revelation 17:16. I wish I had time to elaborate heavily upon it, but like I said, what I want to talk about now is just a piece of what all I need to talk about tonight. The scripture says in Revelation 17:16, it talks about the kings of the earth. And it talks about what's called the wild beasts, which are the nations. Yes, the reprobate, undisciplined nations of the world. They seek to call themselves wise for their own ideal. Like I said, so many times men have chosen not to understand and hear the truth, falling away and setting up kings, but not true to all the Most High would intend, only as they cut themselves off from the hope of salvation. The scripture says, I saw a wild beast. And it says, this wild beast shall hate the harlot. 17:6. The wild beast shall hate the harlot. Shall make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. What does this scripture mean, my brothers and sisters? It's Revelation 17:16. How many of us already understand the wild beast is the nations, the word for Goyim, Gentiles, relates to those who refuse to reason as one after the will of the Creator? What is the harlot? We'll talk about some scriptures in Isaiah 57 that speak about this. We've got to understand this scripture. It said the wild beast shall hate the harlot and make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. What does it mean? Now let's go back to Revelation 17:3. Yohanan on the Isle of Patmos saw a woman, it says, sitting on a scarlet wild beast. Harlotress. Scarlet is the color of harlotry. One willing to sell at all principle for wealth. Said inscribed with many names, many words of blasphemy. To understand that, we need to go back to Revelation 13. It talks about how the kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, the empires of the earth, have insulted, rejected, and refused the absolute sovereignty of the one Most High, that men set up kings and rulers, my brothers and sisters, to comfort men and the fatal flatters of their vanities. Even so much, we read Revelation 13, it talks about they have set up a false church, false principles. Scripture says, having horns like a lamb, speaking as a dragon, speaking as a dragon, deceiver. Our brothers and sisters, even after all that would seek to destroy, murder, and take for a prey, my brothers and sisters, all those who would turn toward and would preserve righteousness. Revelation 17:3. I had to break this up a little bit simply because Lord Talk only allowed so many characters, so many letters in setting up an intro. And it says, and the woman was arrayed with purple, in purple and scarlet. Purple. Well, hey, right along through now, I think a lot of folks understand that purple is a symbol of royalty. Scarlet, color of whoredom. But also, my brothers and sisters, the kind of depravity and lust that result in the shedding of much blood. She had a golden cup in her hand. How about not just the wine that drunken men's senses, my brothers and sisters, but false doctrine caused them to fall far short of what is divinely acceptable. Many of my brothers and sisters, quite drunk, quite indiscriminate, and still want to call themselves wise, and not discerning that what they open their hearts to is all manner of abomination, false pride, filth. Scripture says, of the adultery of the earth. In other words, men have broken the everlasting covenant, turned away from a perfect covenant with the Most High, that have made alliances, allegiances, my brothers and sisters, after all manner of injustice. Reprobate mindedness, seeking to exalt. In fact, my brothers and sisters, there's no real sense of discipline at all. It said, upon our head was a name that few could understand or discern really what it is. Think about it. After man's fallen away from divine conscience and exalts what his eyes see and hear, exalting, my brothers and sisters, what seems to be success after what appeals to the rulers of this earth who take control of the land. Our brothers and sisters talked about a church and even a church state, if you want to put it, that worked together. Called it Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth. And I said the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints. Ah, my brothers and sisters, drunk with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Yeshua. We read Revelation 13, we understand about this false church. Causing men to believe they are wise. After the injustice of false rulers who never knew the true righteousness of, never wanted to know the true righteousness of Yah, they seek to exalt themselves. You need to talk about what's happening today. Revelation 17, 6, and the wild beasts you saw shall hate the harlot, shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Our brothers and sisters, has always been the purpose of every manner of polytheist false government. To establish false righteousness, even causing those who would turn toward righteousness, my brothers and sisters, well, seek to bribe them, destroy, persecute. Even my brothers and sisters cause men to be so persecuted, oftentimes so disenfranchised, that men would do whatever they feel is necessary to comfort the people in their depravity, or seek to be comforted in their depravity, not recognizing the righteousness of Yah. I talk about that many times on this show, about how men have sought shepherds who have comforted them in vain. And a lot of times the pastors, knowing the depravity of what's going on around them, are willing to flatter the people and tell them everything's okay, tell them there's peace when there is no peace. My brothers and sisters, what they're talking about here, the wild beasts talking about the undisciplined ways of the nations. What is the harlot that is spoken of here? It's a false church, many times sold out for money, sold out for seeking the gifts of those who rule governments and state. I've oftentimes called on this show the king's whore. Not saying that there aren't some in the midst of this trap that might want righteousness, but my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 59 says, it would set up a system whereby those who would turn toward righteousness, who would turn from transgressions are made of, turn from transgression of sin, of fallen standards are made of prey. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, after such fallen conscience, the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 59 and 8, the men have fallen away from the way of peace and know it not. No intercessor among them, for all collectively men have known for a long time, for many generations, scattered among the nation, my brothers and sisters, has not been sufficient to deliver. My brothers and sisters, if we read the scriptures closely to understand what this is talking about, let's look at Isaiah 57:1. Behold, the righteous men have perished. The prophecy concerning these latter days, you get to the point where no one lays it to heart. The pious men have gone away, none is considered. None considered that only those who seek after all righteousness will survive the wrath that is to come. And when peace comes, the righteous is the righteous. Those who seek all that is good, all that is true, all that is pure and perfect for the Most High, these are the ones who should make progress. But my brothers and sisters, I dare say, and I've written it down here, I wish I had time, wish we had a way to italicize all this, but it says you. Really means those, my brothers and sisters, of these many so-called churches that might adopt some form or piece of what they call righteousness, but never seeking the whole truth. Being captive. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is captivity. And I'll even go as far as to say it's punishment. That we, for our disobedience, have been, well, Scripture says in Isaiah 30, partakers of the bread of affliction, corruption, until the time the Most High decides to show again his grace. That we partake again of a righteous path, partaking, in Scripture says in Isaiah 30, of clean provender. But Isaiah 30 also says, woe to those who take counsel, but not from the Most High. Many of my brothers and sisters willing to take counsel of other than the Maker. And my brothers and sisters being shapen in their conscience after something far less than what is necessary. Come true to the Most High again. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, a cosmic trash day is coming. It's not far off. The Most High seeks to restore all things. Only those, my brothers and sisters, who seek to see that fullness and discern what is necessary to attain and help and allegiance and cooperate unto that fullness of restoration. Only they, my brothers and sisters, will be counted those worthy to survive, to be preserved, true unto the holy name, that will be an asset to what the Most High intends to build on this earth. Only they, my brothers and sisters, will survive that day. Anyone who seeks to be shapen after anything less, I'll say it again, my brothers and sisters, accounted like unto the demons that sought a falling away from all that is order since the beginning. I put it in here because it really means, but you are the churches. I'll say, my brothers and sisters, who never sought the full expectation of the restoration of which I speak, never looked for, never knew to even to look for after your churches, and didn't, were never diligent in seeking enough to understand what the promise is of Yah, as to how he said, man shall escape the punishment. All that you're saying, being continually punished in the midst of his captors, blinded to the truth. How he shall escape, my brothers and sisters, the punishment that remains upon those who refuse to come to righteousness. Isaiah 50 speaks about it. I need to talk about that too. Talked about it many times in this show. But how many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to really understand what the scriptures are really saying, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has promised in the last days an heir of righteousness, one that he promised would be faithful. Because for a long time, for many generations, my brothers and sisters, there's been none that knew to seek Yah enough that they had awakened unto a fullness the Most High finds favorable to call deliverance and a surety, my brothers and sisters, a confirmation beyond all sin. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say that no one is delivered that someone recovers that righteousness after which man might learn again to repent. What scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, of those in the 45,000 denominations, quite frankly, that's not a covenant with the Most High. That's man still walking after his vanities. Not only are the churches, my brothers and sisters, but I dare say the various camps, many calling themselves Israel today, but still not seeking all the Most High has declared. Still, like I speak oftentimes about the secret city prophecies, resistant against understanding. Refusing to understand that this is Messiah. Well, this time around will actually be Messiah's third appearance. And not understanding what the scripture said before he first appeared 2,600 years ago. Not understanding the scripture says what he must complete. Has left men to believe, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in a false concept of Messiah and a concept of salvation, a false concept of Messiah that could never save. But regretfully, a whole lot of folks, rather than believe that that's what they've been subject to, after the creation of the enemy, have not wanted to believe, my brothers and sisters, that for all this time, subject to this false concept of a Savior. Like the Messiah said, if you seek to deny even the least of what's contained in the law and the prophets, you should no case enter the kingdom of Yahweh. If they had to believe in a Messiah, a concept of Messiah that denies so much of the law and the prophets, or would never teach you the law and the prophets, well, quite frankly, most have not understood what it means to be of a reprobate mind. It just simply means it would be without discipline. Scripture says those who will not know his ways will not enter into his rest. It's a great blessing then, my brothers and sisters, when you start really realizing the grace of the gift and the favor of the Most High, when he grants the opportunity under discipline, because without it, no man enters the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, what did we think? Scattered among the nations under those who preferred false gods in the first place, that we could be delivered by their imaginations? Do we dare just presume that we have literally overcome every lie, every false concept of deity, every false doctrine they have contrived to comfort themselves, or to keep the people blind, my brothers and sisters, under misadministration? Do we just presume that we are wise and say that's sufficient because we believe it? Restitution of all things. My brothers and sisters, does any man believe that he discerns after his carnal mind what is necessary to be fully restored to all the Most High intended? Unto all the Most High intended from the very beginning, before there was the fall of man. Before, my brothers and sisters, even there was a fall, after the mindset decreed that made this matter state. Remember, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High had already said and established his order from the beginning. So man, just imagine that he's discerned this of his carnal mind. Does he believe he can be restored to this after just simply what he presumes in his imagination? Some people say, heard people say, yeah, well, his grace is sufficient. I do say, yes, his grace is sufficient. The favor of the Most High would grant unto knowledge is sufficient to reverse all error, but man's imaginations are not. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about how when Messiah appears, you can look at all your churches, your nations, all your so-called institutions of worship, and talk about how all have in some way been neglectful and have not known how much more they need to seek Yah. Have a little bit of knowledge, and it seems great among Gentiles, but my brothers and sisters, I dare to say that there are truths that were known by the average 10-year-old 2,000 years ago that put 99.9% of all the people claim to know today to absolute shame. There must come a restoration, a remembrance of the heart of the ancient Hebrew fathers to the children of this generation, for our people must be wrought again, my brothers and sisters, unto cooperation after the will of one. And any time any man seeks to exalt anything less than that is the gospel of peace, it is a curse and a damnation to our people, causing men, my brothers and sisters, to believe in their neglect and their self-righteousness, even in their bondage, is subject to their captives, believing somehow that they are free. My brothers and sisters, we have to be much wiser than this. We have to understand what the Most High called indeed his gift, that in these latter days we might indeed be found worthy of his name to be truly called free. Terrible thing when our concept of freedom and liberty is defined by our captors. It's only evidence, my brothers and sisters, of very much so a fallen sense of conscience. And in these scriptures in Isaiah 57, speaks of Messiah speaking to his own people. And those who claim to worship him. He said, but you, all my brothers and sisters, so many who say they are his people, you draw hither. In other words, when he seeks to speak to them, he calls them sons of the afflicted one, the offspring of the adulterer and the whore. And I tell you about that woman clothed in purple and scarlet, woman, my brothers and sisters, often seems to relate to the idea of that which people seek to form a covenant and allegiance with. What about if it's an adulterous woman, my brothers and sisters, not true to the one Most High? What about if it's an adulterous institution is not true to a covenant with the one Most High according to all that he intends for his people. It's a trap and a snare, my brothers and sisters, that leaves men insensitive, inconsiderate, not considering what all is necessary to be found true to him whose name means he is all that he is. So whom do you sport yourself? In other words, you stick out the tongue to mock. Against whom do you sport yourself? Against whom do you mock? Open your mouth wide and draw out your tongue. Stick out your tongue. Are you not the children of iniquity, the children of falsehood? Many generations of uncleanness. Many generations of doctrinal insanity. Offspring of falsehood. False doctrine. False prophets. Rulers who never tell the whole truth. Men who speak lies and pretend it's the truth. To comfort people in their ignorance, compelling most of my brothers and sisters to be self-righteously self-satisfied, not realizing how much more they need to seek of the Most High in order to give true honor to him. You say you praise the king with your frankincense and myrrh and frankincense and perfumes. In other words, you sought to honor them. And you sent, not only my brothers and sisters, do you receive such a corrupt message, but you sent it forth. Only to bring yourself down low, even to low in your depravity. Hey, trusting in your own words, ashamed of these words, falsehoods ever being exposed as lies. You brought yourself low, even down to hell. And you wearied yourself. You come in conscience, my brothers and sisters, far from the sense of what is righteousness. After the multitude of your corrupt ways, wearied, polluted, after all the devices of all the false rulers of the earth. And you didn't even realize the guilt of your hands, what you were lacking. They can recognize the filthiness of corruption, misconceit, that you trusted and didn't even repent. But you thought it was wise. Think about it. If somebody sits back right right now, I hear people talking about that. They're going to keep a real good Easter Sunday, for instance. Real good Christmas. Real good... Heaven help us, my brothers and sisters. So many things that came forth from the minds of pagans. Far from honorable the Most High. Insulting divine honor. So many things that men have sought to be esteemed after the designs of men. We heard after the multitude of corrupt ways and didn't even realize, my brothers and sisters, there was a need to repent. The scripture asks, of whom have you been in dread and fear that you lied against me, have not remembered me, nor laid my, if you give me point, my ways, my law to your heart. He said, behold, I'm the Holy One of old, you did not revere me. Sad that so many believed they revered and respected the Most High. Like I say, 45,000 denominations. Who knows how many subplots and different doctrines taught in the midst. Believing somehow, my brothers and sisters, these all give honor. And all these pollutions unto the pure will of Yah. Weren't we warned that the time would come that because of the intrusion of the principalities and powers, and men will come to love unrighteousness, prefer unrighteousness, they have no love of the truth. Think about it. Anytime there's an intrusion after another sense of rule, my brothers and sisters, it is damnation because it's not the will of one. It's separation from the pure will of Yah. It's man seeking to exalt a lesser standard. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High will never be less than what he is. Men have set up all manner of false concept of what they call deity, what they even call Messiah. But my brothers and sisters, men's imaginations as to what he is will not change him from who and what he is. Will not change his purpose, my brothers and sisters. Will not change his sense of conscience. People's imagination across this 45,000 denominations and 280 nations won't make a bit of difference. It's going to be all about one thing, my brothers and sisters. Hebrews 3, Psalm 95 says the Most High has already forsworn that no one who will not know his ways will enter into the kingdom of his rest and peace. Psalm 95 says it. Hebrews 3 says it. And how many understand what it really means when the scriptures tell us that the word of Yah, even Messiah himself, when he comes, my brothers and sisters, or when he appears, as a personality, that his word, my brothers and sisters, be like indeed a sharp two-edged sword, and it will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, because either men are willing to accept him as he is beyond all that men have imagined, or, my brothers and sisters, they will be found lacking. Like I said, the scripture said in Acts 3:18-23 that when Messiah appears and he speaks all these words, revealing, my brothers and sisters, the true meaning of all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. I said, beyond all worldly misadministrations, exposing them all. But we will not hearken, my brothers and sisters, we'll be cut off from among the people, counted as those not guided by Yah, but after the spirit of another. For my brothers and sisters, light does not deny light. And those, my brothers and sisters, with humility of heart, to seek the Most High for more than what is said. But why? They're the ones who will understand. We live in a strange society today, my brothers and sisters, that most have preferred to believe that whatever they have imagined, if they call upon the name of the Most High is respected. No. The question, my brothers and sisters, has always been whether or not man has been willing to hear from the Most High, to change his ways upon receiving discipline and count that discipline a blessing. Those scriptures we're looking at here, my brothers and sisters, I want you to look at it and I want you to think about it. Like I said, they've always, let's just say, stated for a long time all manner of pagan government, Rome, Protestant systems, among the nations, all of them, have in some way, because the ruling powers have always been hypocritical against the perfect will of Yah. They set up false institutions, compel men to believe they were the worship of Yah, and compel men to believe they were the worship of his Messiah, worship of something they call deity. And my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, even you look at just the Ten Commandments, I don't see a single one of them that they keep. But nevertheless, men upholding one standard, one idea of a standard, one idea in the midst of a standard, have wanted to call themselves wise, wanted to call themselves righteous because they uphold just one. Well, like I said, they've broken all the ten. There's no question about it. They don't worship the Most High utmost. They haven't prioritized his will above all else. Men have created all manner of false doctrine and idol, false concept of deity. Preferring them, my brothers and sisters, rather than the Most High, showing hatred against him. Men have called upon the name of the Most High according to all their variant fallen ideals that never complete his will. Men have said to keep a Shabbat day, but my brothers and sisters never again to complete all that is his will. That's the very meaning and purpose of the Shabbat. We all seek his pure, perfect will. They all agree together as one unto peace, my brothers and sisters, rest. An offering the Most High with which, an offering after which the Most High would be pleased. I mean, you look at all the commands, my brothers and sisters. Have we honored, have we genuinely honored the heart of the patriarchal fathers whose faith in the Most High drove them to seek all his will? People say, honor father and mother. Wow. My brothers and sisters, have we even really understood, all of us, who, so many of us who say we are wise, have we really understood that ancient conscience? Most I said he restored one day. But my brothers and sisters, how many after having set up their own, after kings after their own imaginations prepared to hearken to the one whom the Most I said he would restore that conscience through? Big question. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I said, honor your father and mother. Have we really understood and honored to know what it is? Remember and honor that ancient conscience, they sought the perfect will of the Most High. There might be a blessing. Didn't say the world be blessed and restored unto peace any other way. The Most High has a plan to bring it. Won't happen any other way. Anybody who wants to say they've ever attained it after any other path, my brothers and sisters, has insulted the will of Yah, insulted his plan. Scripture says you should not murder. unjustly killed. Woof. Our brothers and sisters, people have murdered in this society to preserve their right to continually murder and destroy. Y'all shouldn't commit adultery. My brothers and sisters, that's more than just physical adultery and folks, in terms of folks being unfaithful in their male-female, if you will, marriages. My brothers and sisters, that's also a form of adultery against the Most High, and it's mentioned in Scripture many times. You don't steal. You don't take what doesn't belong to you. That's all men have done. They've gone to and fro seeing land. Taking. Not respecting, not seeking to work together with one another, being unfair. And guess what? Every single government on earth is guilty. Bearing false witness against a neighbor, how many times have people in the nations propagandized one against one against another, to accomplish their own ends, coveting one another's possessions? My brother says, I look at all the commands of the Most High and I see them flagrantly disregarded. So many times men quoting the scriptures, but the Most High told me to know what is said and not know why it is said, and not to seek to, therefore, fully the purpose of the Creator who spoke these things. That is still error, still illegal, still injustice, still transgression. And I look now at the mandates that are being made in these latter days. I hear there are mandates being made that the states in this country are being threatened with loss of many very much so needed social programs, because there are those who would choose, and rightly so, according to the scriptures, not to side with this so-called LGBT movement that's going on at this present time. I want you to look at that scripture again and think about what I'm talking about before I go on to what I really want to talk about tonight. Oh, wow, heaven help us. Only got about 2 minutes left. Oof, I'm going to have to expand the time. Please have a bit of patience. Okay, I think I got the extra time here. Look at it. It says, the wild beast of the nations shall hate the harlot. You got a lot of folks in the churches today. However, not everyone. There was recently, I think it was the United Methodist Convention, where about 1,000 priests came out admitting that they were gay, denouncing their influence of the convention. Oh, it's not the only denomination that's done it. Not the only one. But many among the churches realize something about this is desperately wrong. Administrators among some of these very self-same churches going along with the idea, hey, they want the money. Scripture says Messiah, however, in order to bring forth the deliverance for his people, will bring his people back in the midst of all this mass transgression, and will do it not for a price nor for a bribe, which means he won't let up on the standard. But a lot of your leaders in your churches are lit up on a whole lot of standards the whole time, because, like I said, their purpose was to comfort people in their iniquities and tell them everything's all right when so much is all wrong. One of the few things that remain is man seeking to be true to the natural course of things. I said the natural course of things. Man born... A boy born to be a man, to be a man. A woman born to be a woman, being a woman. And all this, heaven help us, what they call LGBT, LBGT, whatever they call it. Lesbian, bisexual, gay, transsexual, whatever. Everybody seeking to be right and they're so abominably adversely wrong, and then seeking to impugn those thoughts and ideas on others. My brothers and sisters, it's such a gross iniquity. man just steadily doing more and more just to disrupt the natural order of things. And still calling himself wise in doing so. You know, I look at this scripture, and let's just be for real about it. It's there. You can say whatever they want to, but the truth is what it is. In the book of Leviticus, my brothers and sisters, and find the scripture. The scripture talks about the idea about a man should not wear a garment as it pertains to a woman. And a woman should not wear a garment as it pertains to a man. Scripture talks about a great punishment, brothers and sisters, for doing such a thing. One seeking to mimic the other. Sad situation, my brothers and sisters, that so many see elected officials. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? How about in Deuteronomy 22:5? I said Deuteronomy 22:5. A woman should not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither a man put on a woman's garment. But do so are abomination of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, a woman should be able to recognize a woman as a woman and a man as a man. The confusion should not exist. We live in a society today that wants to take away even that. All after what the Most High has declared, natural order from the beginning. Crazy world we live in. Wants to destroy and disrupt it all. As if man is to be shapen after the designs of another, even as creator. And expect him before the Most High, but so doing, to be blessed. As if it's the men have a right, they say, to do so. My brothers and sisters, there's nothing right about that pattern of thought. It's utter abomination, disgusting before the Most High. Plain and simple. What I say, my brothers and sisters, need to be understood is how much of the prophecies talk about how the Most High, being the creator of all things, it's only that, my brothers and sisters, that will be shapen and formed after his conscience. That shall survive the great day of wrath that is to come. An ancient man, understanding that, knew, my brothers and sisters, by no means could the designs of another change what is to come, or that expectation. But the way they've taught this false religion out here is as if to say that the Most High so loves mankind that he would turn against all that is order. That men survive, never even realizing that the only forgiveness man can ever attain is proving himself in allegiance to the restoration of all things. The only hope, my brothers and sisters, there is for deliverance. Men have not understood what the grace of the favor of the Most High is. It means that since only that which will conform to the natural of all order of things is the Most High created all things. Only they who survive are those who conform to it. It's a great favor from the Most High, my brothers and sisters, a great blessing from the Most High if he shows man his ways. What the scriptures say, those who will not know his ways will not enter into his peace. In fact, my brothers and sisters, those who won't walk according to his ways won't have the blessing at all. I use the book of Ephesians as an example. The second chapter of Ephesians talks about upon the children of disobedience comes wrath. disobedience against one, my brothers and sisters. Some people simply say the law they see it written in the books of Moses. The books of Moses, the books of the law, the Most High gave to Moshe. My brothers and sisters, it's far more. If Moshe was present to talk to you, tell you that all he's written is just a framework for a much higher conscience that still has to be understood. Like I told you before, to know what's said and not know why it says missed the point. Most High had an initial concept of order that he has intended for all things, my brothers and sisters. Everything the Most High has ever said has been toward understanding that order for the life and peace and the harmony. All things working cooperatively in his creation, including man. And my brothers and sisters, I could tell you about something. I've said, talked about it before in this show. I remember when I first began to realize certain very powerful things, and I heard the whole universe cry out at once, he knows. It helped me to really understand when I finally read the scripture in Romans 8 that says, all creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of Yah. All creation, my brothers and sisters, all this Most High has set in order, wants to see all things return to that order. Except for man, my brothers and sisters, who wants to establish an anomaly. My brothers and sisters, as I said before, whatever would seek to be justified after less than the full restoration of all things set in order and peace, my brothers and sisters, kind of like the demons who wanted to manifest that altered sense of vibration that manifests this matter state in the first place. But how many of us are prepared to understand that? The book of Ephesians talks about what falls upon the children of disobedience. The children who walk out the spirit of the air. How about the influences of this world? It talks about, my brothers and sisters, how it is the mercy of the Most High that he reveals the riches of his, ultimately of his kingdom to come. It talks about salvation not being after the designs or works or devices, designs of any man. We are saved by the favor we get from the Most High by faith, my brothers and sisters, that there's an order beyond all this misorder. That we be the workmanship of the one Most High, molded and shaped by him. I didn't say by anything less than the design of the maker himself. There is no shaping, no making, no hope of salvation or harmony with all that is creation, greater than after the mind of him who made all things. And I want to talk about some of the scripture that relates that too. See, we ought to be ultimately his workmanship, his making, ultimately under the completion of all good works, all that the Most High has designed. Yes, even designed from the beginning. Scripture said, we're strangers to that covenant, hope, and promise. Ultimately, it's the restoration of all things. How about the restoration, my brothers and sisters, of all that will revive to mind the purpose and the heritage of a people, that it never be forgotten. Oh, that is the purpose of the Most High. He intends that the heritage of our people, the heritage of our people to act in harmony, like I said, to say legitimately, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All things working together. That the scripture says, working together, man working in harmony with the mind of his creator, the heavens shall answer, Yisrael. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says to be strangers to that plan after which the Most High said he restored. And he did, he said he restored the knowledge, the genuine knowledge of that plan through one out of the tribe of Israel who must first restore Israel. And didn't say anybody else but the Messiah would do it. They be strange to that covenant promise, that heritage, all that is necessary to restore that perfect order at Israel as a commonwealth is to restore the light and the higher vibration after divine conscience and molding, to restore it, that conscience to this world. Like I said, heaven and earth and all things one. Whoever strains at this, my brothers and sisters, without hope, without Yah, in the world. What do the heathen already have? All their various rulers, everyone seeking to subdivide this world, forgetting that the earth belongs to the Most High, refusing all discipline. My brothers and sisters, think about it. Reprobate, undisciplined mind cannot prove itself faithful to the pure, perfect will of one. So it's a great favor from the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he shows us again what should, for all people, be the one common sense of peace, order, harmony, cooperation. Most High once told me the greatest gift he can give is a law by which his people may again love, trust, and cooperate. That he is our peace. Scripture talks about all being established on the same foundation of the apostles and prophets. For the nations founded upon that expectation, did the nations all sit back and create their own ideals and say that they would persist after their mediocrity, their false foundations, their own imaginations, their polytheist hypocrisies? You see, we all should be on the same foundation. Jew and Gentile, hey, converted among from the misconceits of all the nations after the will of one. Same foundation, the apostles and prophets, Messiah himself being the cornerstone of the building. How about that firm foundation you say would be a pure ally unto the Most High, tried and precious cornerstone, a sure foundation? How about, my brothers and sisters, to bring, as the scripture said in Isaiah 46, bring forth against all the confusion of all worldly misrepresentation that is Babylon. Men swearing by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. To bring forth, in fact, what scripture talks about in Isaiah 46, all that is divine pleasure, no less. For everything else is a misrepresentation. Everything else is confusion. Everything else is contention. Like I said, men have set up kings to preserve their contentions, preserve their unrighteousnesses, and dare to call men to give allegiance to such. Against the will of the Most High. Scripture goes on and talks about in the third chapter of Ephesians. This is done as the favor of the Most High, that the mysteries of the Most High that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the nations have not known, might be restored, that the nations might all become partakers with Israel. That means that the grace of the Most High certainly reveals, my brothers and sisters, the ways after which all things the Most High has made might function together as one, and that's what the Most High created it all to do. It definitely did not create, let's just say, the beauty that he has at this, in this material vibration. And I've said it before, man was created as anointed being to function after the highest vibration, to communicate at the highest vibration. The Most High did not create man to do anything less. Said that all might be common partakers, my brothers and sisters. And the blessing the Most High desired to give Israel, that ultimately intended to bring all nations to one accord. One accord in the will of one. He said we must comprehend with all the saints. In other words, all those who were consecrated before. That the pure, perfect will of all the Most High intended. Comprehending together, agreeing together, understanding together was the height, depth, and breadth of all that is the ancient understanding, if you want to call it, my brothers and sisters, ever been spoken by the prophets and those who knew the Most High, truly knew the Most High. And if we all agreed in that pure, perfect height, depth, and breadth, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Master, one sense of order for us all. One faithfulness, recognizing as faith and faithfulness under the will of one. One baptism and purging beyond all and every form of false doctrine and misadministration and misinterpretation. And we all agree, my brothers and sisters, scripture says after the full measure and stature of Messiah. All this is in Ephesians. Ephesians 2nd, even out to the 4th. That none be alienated far from the knowledge of this promise after the will of one. That none be alienated after the ways of the nations. And my brothers and sisters, in so many ways have the nations disregarded. But the Most High said he promised in terms of sending someone to restore their conscience. But it's all reflected in the very simple verses in Hebrews 3rd and Hebrews 4th, Hebrews 3rd and 4th. And Psalm 95, and the people who will not know his ways will not have partakership in that peace. Therefore, we must understand that it is by the kindness and the grace of the Most High He restores unto us beyond all disagreement what indeed is His plan from the beginning. The word from the beginning is eternal. The plan of the Most High is declared from the beginning without all contradiction to bring all things beyond all turmoil. My brother says that's an eternal plan. It said after that word, all things were made. And how should we seek, my brothers and sisters, to be shaped and formed after other than the ideas of the Maker? And the knowledge of that plan, my brothers and sisters, is the highest vibration, invariant light, wisdom. And my brothers and sisters, that invariant, pure, perfect world beyond all contradictions is light, is the light of life. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that so few of us seem to understand what was understood of old, that the Most High intends to restore all things after all that was from the beginning before there ever was a fall? After the same high vibration of consciousness, after all that is the magnificent design of His mind, if men believe, my brothers and sisters, that being neglectful, showing less than a great love for that restoration under perfect order, my brothers and sisters, I ask the question, how shall men prove that they will preserve that order if they, as 2 Thessalonians said, trusting in their rulers, they prefer unrighteousness and no longer show a genuine love of the truth? I'm going to tell you something. Scriptures tell us in Hebrews 10:26, it says, the man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, and no more sacrifice to be offered for a sin, no hope for atonement. Only atonement and forgiveness a man has ever offered is that he shows that he will be true to all that is necessary to see all things restored to initial or divine honor and purpose. My brothers and sisters, whether people understand what it is to seek to return to that or not, whether they accept the opportunity or not, it's only those, my brothers and sisters, who recognize precious a word unto that restoration, who will do what all they is necessary not to be a deceitful influence against the awakening of their brother, who will seek the light that it might be radiated purely and perfectly. It's only those, my brothers and sisters, that will find atonement, one witness with the Most High, who will be forgiven. All else, my brothers and sisters, are still yet the children of wrath. You need to understand just what kind of blessing it is, my brothers and sisters, then if the Most High begins to show again that pure, perfect way. We live in a society today that acts as if Messiah was sanctioned. Every other diverse and contentious mindscape and faulty construct, my brothers and sisters, never was it so. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand that since the Most High has intended the restitution of all things according to all that He has spoken since the world began, or before, even before the fall, that the Most High is just and righteous in all He says and does, that He must, according to His promise, restore that order, because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, nothing else is peace, nothing else is what is necessary, my brothers and sisters, that the blessing that He foreordained this world must become. Nothing else, my brothers and sisters, will bring forth that high reward. And we have to understand that. How many of us are willing to understand, my brothers and sisters, all that the Most High said would be necessary for all to be able to comprehend and follow when He gives such awesome instruction? Think about it. Beyond all this double-minded worldly indiscretion, by the grace of Yah, is his eternal way, even his way of one as one revealed. The heighten again of the strength again human conscience. But like I said, the systems of the earth, when the scriptures talk about what the, let's just say, pagan nations, rulers of the nations have done, when it says they would make a and seek to take your churches, even the conscience of those who are amongst your churches, make them desolate. Think about it. If you pollute the doctrines there, it's called a desolation. It's some one scripture called the desolation of abomination. In other words, causing men to be proud of the corruptions in the midst. Naked means complete, the same thing as being completely undisciplined, having not the knowledge of the truth, nothing to prove that you are of a conscience greater than just flesh. Eat of flesh, wow, it means seek to just totally destroy again conscience. Burn with fire, persecute. Our brothers and sisters, persecute and cause many to accept all manner of unrighteousness. Flame burns everything that is not like itself. And the question, my brothers and sisters, whose flame is it? Most High. If I really want to get back to it, I can talk about how from ancient, most ancient times, some call the Holy Spirit the Holy Flame. Brings about a refinement after the initial mind of the Creator, but when the scriptures talk about how the wicked will persecute those who turn, would seek after righteousness with sword and flame, it means all manner of persecution to cause men to conform. To what spiritually is still a state of depravity. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to understand? I remember, if I start talking about that, I'm going to get into something that might take a bit of time. But let's just say for a long time I've seen the plan, state government, to cause people not to see the depravity of accepting efforts to see juxtaposed ideas cooperative. In other words, what I'm saying to you is this. I mean, think about it. We live in, like I say, in this country, it's a two-party system. Double-mindedness can't be true to the will of one. It's simply not possible. And simply that any system would cause man to forsake any divine ideal to serve after what is not one but is innately pluralist and sit back and say that men have what they call religious freedom or freedom of speech to dissuade them or one another from any precept of the Most High, pure, perfect precept of the Most High that collectively would make us one. The scripture says any institution that do this, is guilty even under hellfire. Isaiah 60 talks about the idea that when the Most High restored the pure, perfect light of wisdom that will bring forth peace, whatever nation will not walk according to that pure, perfect light will perish. Wages of sin, separation from the perfect will of one is death. Isaiah 45 talks about how Most High made all things, stretched out the heavens by himself. He said, if anyone wants to know anything about his people, should ask him about what the course his people should take. They need to ask him, but men have not done it. He said he made all things. He's going to have all things restored after his way. He says Messiah will come in Isaiah. I'm talking about Isaiah 45. Isaiah 48 says Messiah will come saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. From the beginning, from the creation, there am I. Now the Most High sent me with his spirit to show his people the way that they should go. Ah, that means until a man is restored to that initial conscience, a brother says he hasn't attained to what is necessary to be preserved. But nevertheless, people have, like I said, been amongst the nations, rulers who forgot that the earth belongs to Yah, the Most High has a plan that all must conform to. He said all nations need to be converted after his authority. But nevertheless, people have called all manner of diverse, contentious ideas after the selfish designs of the rulers, call it the will of one. That's a damn lie. A brother says Isaiah 50. Talks about how people have sold themselves after all manner of vanities that cannot please the Most High. Set themselves, my friends, brothers and sisters, while they resisted and despised divine will. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, to fall away from even being counted worthy to receive his word. That's why the scripture talks about in Amos 8:11-12. Men will go too forth to sea and land, seeking the word of Yah and will not find it. The scripture talks about him hiding his face from folks. Hey, if he says he tried to tell folks some folk and tell folks something, they don't want to listen. There will come a time that he wouldn't think he would. All my brothers and sisters, maybe I offer some, a little bit of help. But my brothers and sisters, until people are willing to seek all that is divine will and are not satisfied to the Most High says he is satisfied. But all my brothers and sisters, people are simply falling short. That's what Isaiah 50 is talking about. Men sold themselves off to institutions, allegiances that never could please the Most High. And man can't ever get past the punishment of being subject to such affliction, desires to believe the doctrines of the enemy, the doctrines of those who keep them depleted in conscience. Hey, folks desires to believe that was still under grace, still under faith, still favored from the Most High, that they were detached from the fullness of his will, lacking access to the greater knowledge, want to believe that was still faith unto salvation. Brothers and sisters, if you desire to believe that, that too is treacherous against the Most High. So the scriptures talk about one who has to come to do something that men haven't, no man, in fact, quite frankly, my brothers, for many generations have done. Scripture talks about how he would come, and scripture says he would say, as the heir of righteousness that is promised. Not be satisfied to all divine will, all that is divine worship is restored. Seeking beyond all the conscience of all the rulers. Like I said, not satisfied to the Most High said it so. Hey, because quite frankly, the collective conscience of all the rulers is still insufficient to return man. I say the consummate conscience of all the rulers of this day is not enough to return man to initial purpose. Isaiah 57 speaks about that. Isaiah 56, particularly around 56:9-57:14. But how many of our brothers and sisters amongst us are ready to understand this? Scripture says, if folks not believing that he has power to deliver, he never divorced himself or sought to divorce his people from the respect for that covenant. Isaiah 50 goes on. Say, have I no power to deliver? Have I no power to show man what is the conscience beyond all transgression? To behold in my rebuke, I drive the sea. Show man beyond all these fallen mindscapes of the rulers.
19.
Scripture talking about the Most High calling him aside. Morning by morning, the Most High calls his ear to hear the teaching. To raise man's conscience beyond all these pollutions. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, till man returns to that conscience. He is still in bondage. If he seeks to exalt any left of conscience, sense of conscience, he's still in bondage. Most High must be revered as just and righteous in all he says and does. The full fruition of what he promised those who knew righteousness of old cannot be brought to bear to all things after his plan, after divine plan is restored. I believe that what I've said tonight prayerfully is something of a foundation toward what I really want to get at and explain. Like I said, there's been a lot that's been hitting me of late. And quite frankly, my brother says, I know it's going to take a whole lot of everything that I've said for so long for a lot of people to begin to catch on. While I've said a lot of things I've said in Blog Talk Radio for a long time, things you find on my website, for a long time to really catch the gravity of what I'm talking about. Because the Most High is going to have his way. And it's only those, my brothers and sisters, who seek all that is his way, who will ultimately survive. So I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Unto him be all the might the majesty, the supreme sovereign honor and praise always. Hallelujah! I thank the Most High for every year he brings me out. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I know there's a very powerful message of restoration that must be given. And again, I say, I fear for every soul that resists or is not prepared to hear.
Make it.